Chuck Schumer strikes alongside United Auto Workers as Biden plays catch-up with Trump. By Hannah Blow on September 26, 2023. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, is the latest to join striking United Auto Workers, UAW, members on the picket line, speaking with members and holding up a sign in Tampa, New York, as Democrats attempt to halt former President Donald Trump's courtship of the strikers. "We're going to fight until we win," Schumer said, explaining that his father, a union guy, told him, "When you're doing the right thing, when you're doing something important, look in your heart, make sure it's the right thing. And then if you persist and persist and persist, God will reward you, and you'll succeed. We are going to persist, and we're going to succeed," he declared. "Thanks for standing with hashtag UAW members, @SendSchumer, the UAW said. Schumer's appearance coincided with President Joe Biden picketing alongside UAW members in Michigan, a move he made only after Trump, his likely 2024 rival, announced his trip there in lieu of participating in the Republican primary debate. Watch, solidarity? Joe Biden addresses striking UAW workers. As Breitbart News detailed, the UAW has walked off the job at General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis plants in an effort to push for higher wages, amid high inflation and lavish government subsidies on electric vehicles, EV, both features of Bidenomics. Further, the UAW, which endorsed Biden in 2020, has yet to make a 2024 endorsement. Wall Street didn't build the country. The middle class built the country. Unions built the middle class, Biden said, adding, "Let's keep going, you deserve what you've earned, and you deserve a hell of a lot more than what you're getting paid now." He failed to mention his administration's push for electric vehicles, EVs, or mass inflation contributing to ongoing wage issues, which some identify as causes of the strike. Related, UAW member, "I won't vote for Biden again. EV subsidies are being used against workers." Trump has continued to court the union members, warning them that Biden's green agenda will kill Michigan's auto industry and boost China. "The great state of Michigan will not have an auto industry anymore if crooked Joe Biden's crazed concept of all-electric cars goes into effect," Trump said in a Labor Day post on Truth Social, warning, "China will take it all, 100%. United Auto Workers, vote for Trump. Get your leaders to endorse me, I will keep all of these great jobs, and bring in many more. Choice in schools, and choice in cars," he added.